Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 6A with Jake McGee of the Colorado Rockies, a Bay Area guy. Come on.
Yeah, I was born in San Jose, and then when I was two, we went over to Reno, Nevada, and grew up there. So it's good to be back on the West Coast and in the Bay Area.
How do you like pitching in San Francisco? Coming back here, of course, as they say, born in San Jose, so you know the Giants and you know the area.
Yeah, I came here when I was younger as a fan, and then just to come here and pitch here has been pretty neat. Last year was my first year pitching here. You know, it's kind of special here and there. I have a lot of family coming, so.
You played in the WBC. A very exciting time for you. Tell us about it and your favorite memories of it.
It was a really cool experience, and for us to win the whole thing and get the gold medal is probably one of the best parts of it, but everyone on the team just played together every day, and we got better at it, so.
Exciting to be in Miami, to see those games in Miami. And, of course, you know, you're a big leaguer. You've seen big crowds before. You know, you've been around. What was that like?
It was kind of a different experience with all, like, the different crazy musical instruments. And it's just really loud, like, constantly loud. So it was a little different experience. But, you know, it's probably one of the craziest games I've been a part of was the ones in Miami. But, you know, it was a cool experience to do that. I might not be able to do it again. So,
how do you like being a closer, which you've been in your life? You played at Tampa and Colorado, and you're a Bay Area guy. You're getting to see the whole country here.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky to do that. I still live in Tampa in the off season, so I played there for a while. Just being able to play in Tampa, playing on the East Coast, and then now being able to play on all the West Coast teams, playing for Colorado, and, you know, coming to the Bay Area quite a bit. It's been nice, and, you know, just been a good transition.
Jake McGee with us. Now, Matt Moore pitches now for the Giants, and he was a teammate of yours. What do you know about Matt Moore?
Matt's a really good guy. He's really composed on the mound. He's a really hard worker, and he's very adamant about how he goes about his pitches, and, you know, he has really good stuff, and just watching him come up with him in the minor leagues and stuff in Tampa has been pretty neat, and both of us are gone now, so.
Yeah, he had a pretty good playoff game, which is, you know, one of his major moments of his career.
Yeah, I was there when he got called up. That was his first start in the big leagues, was in the playoffs and against the Rangers, who, you know, they ended up beating us that series and went to the World Series and almost won it, so they had a good team that year.
All right, being a closer, good and bad, and pitching in Colorado, you know, how do you adjust to that?
I think pitching in Colorado is just, you know, don't try to change too much. You might just have to change, like, your eyesight a little bit here and there because of the high altitude, but other than that, if you try to change too much, then you become a different pitcher. I think for relievers and closers at the same time, just stick with your strengths wherever you are is going to get you the most outs.
Interesting. This weekend is the 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color line in Major League Baseball April 15th in 1947. Everybody wears number 42. You've been a big leaguer for a while. This is not your first Jackie Robinson weekend. Tell me about it.
It's really neat to go out there and, you know, the tribute like that when everyone wears 42 is pretty neat. And me starting out in Tampa, I got to see Mariano Rivera throw quite a bit, and he's the last guy to wear number 42. So it was, you know, it was always a big deal, especially when we were in New York when it was going on. So,
well, nice to have you on the show. As always, still have family out here in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I have family a little more south. My cousin lives over there. I have another cousin who lives in Sacramento, and then my parents still live in Reno, so they just drive the short drive over. So,
anybody a Giants fan out there?
Yeah, my cousin in Sacramento and a little more south. They're big Giants fans, but my parents are usually a fan of whatever team I'm playing for. So,
good parents. That's good. Did you have a favorite Giant when you were growing up?
I liked actually like JT Snow a little bit. He's a lefty, played first base, and then I like watching Jeff Kent here and there. A lot of people in Reno like Barry Bonds too. I like to watch him play. You know, he played the game really well. So, other than that, you know, those are three, four guys that stand out the most to me. So,
well, you picked hitters. You must be a good hitter.
I hit quite a bit when I was younger, but then started to get good at pitching, so I was just kind of stuck with that from going forward. So,
were you always a reliever?
No, I started in the minor leagues pretty much my whole career until 2010. They put me in the bullpen in like August and said to go to AAA and see how you do in the bullpen, and made the big leagues and stayed as a reliever since. So.
All right. Well, that's Jake McGee. Nice to have you here, a Bay Area guy. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.